You're now listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. Available online at counterfolk.com/last-ever. Live, improvised, sound experiment. It does not yet exist, except right now. Tonight we might experience fragments, unused fragments, fragments from the past that was in a possible future that did not come to pass, as it is with the future. Today these fragments are invited into now. Thank you.
like to go for a ride, Dorothy? Lie down.
I'd like to sleep if I may.
What did your aunt tell you?
To do what you told me, Miss Wilson.
Then lie down.
Why do you have to tie me down?
So that you don't fall off.
I came all the way from the farm in the buggy and didn't fall off.
Send my mother your clippings and your grades from college.
Then lie down.
Yeah.
You okay?
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. He insisted that Walt Disney World be environmentally conscientious.
You thought about calling that doctor?
No.
Did I hear somebody scream?
What's up? We should stick with the plan.
The plan was if I needed to call.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Get some sleep. By the way, I'm working on those Michigan State tickets.
Okay.
When you're ready, we'll just put them over your ears, and pretty soon they'll draw all those unpleasant dreams out of your head. Then when you wake up, you'll never be bothered by them again. Testing. Yeah?
Can you send my mother your clippings?
You okay?
Yeah. How's the show?
And your grades from college?
Trouble sleeping?
No.
You sure? In the midnight oil?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about calling that doctor?
Almost 8,500 acres were set aside to remain undeveloped and maintained as a natural preserve.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about it. Get some sleep. By the way, I'm working on those Michigan State tickets.
Well, we got rid of that forehead, didn't we? Get it? Forehead?
What I want more than anything in the world is for it to be okay with you, for me to feel something again. Even if it's pain.
Going against your doctor's recommendation, that's a pretty weighty experiment to take on, don't you know?
This is my life, Dad. This is it. I spent 26 years waiting for something else to start, so no, I don't think it's too much to take on because it's everything there is.
You okay? Mm-hmm.
I see now it's all there is.
How's the show?
Trouble sleeping?
No.
You sure?
You and I are gonna be okay, you know that.
Are you in the night oil?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about calling that doctor?
I may not be as happy as you know.
Oh, it's out of my patient's
plan was if I need to call.
For the first time, let's just allow ourselves to be whatever it is that we
get some sleep. By the way, I'm working on a Michigan State ticket.
Okay. And that'll be better, okay? I think that'll be better.
How's the show?
Trouble sleeping?
No.
You sure? Bring the night oil?
Yeah.
Okay. You thought about calling that one?
No.
Well, what's up? I think we should stick to the plan.
The plan was just fine.
I figured out my Bomar calculator.
I know someone that well is a wonderful thing. 2 months?
No, one.
So I don't know everything about you. I don't know who your favorite movie stars are, and I can't remember the name of your favorite perfume. My rack and my brand, and I can't remember.
That's funny. It's my sin.
But I do know in the last 4 years, I've never been out of love with you. Thank you.
show?
I'll see.
Above us on the sky. No crust.
Could I have an apple pie without a crust? Just the middle thing. We got any middle things? Punch? I've only got the round apple pies now, Nick. What do you want to do about it?
Go with Joseph Lockwood.
You want one?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Tea. Well, but no,
tea. Tea. Ready?
Tea.
Depends who you compare it to.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You may say I'm a dreamer. but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be the one. Imagine there's no heaven.
It's possible that you are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. I don't know if I would know for sure if you were. It is possible that you would or would not know whether or not you were listening, or whether it was listening to you. But there are more important things to talk about. In particular, I need help. I need your assistance. I need you to tell me what it is that is being said here. This thing here. There will be many other opportunities to hear it, like right now. Clearly, there is someone saying something. Three times. I think I could go so far as to say that the same thing is being said three times in a row. What is that thing? Yes. So if you think that you might know what it is that's being said right here, I would encourage you to call 472-5667. That's 512-472-5667. And you can discuss on the air, on the airwaves, being on the air, your theories and philosophies on the matter. What do you think?
Hello.
Do you have something
hey.
That you think? Hey.
What's going on?
Hello.
He's saying gurgle.
Gurgle?
Yeah, gurgle.
That's an interesting...
But I want to think he's saying Google, you know? But
right.
That's because I like Google so much.
That's another theory.
So, yes, sir.
So that's... You think gurgle, but maybe Google.
So that's my little theory. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And other people who are calling in, hang up and call back. Is the way that it works. I'm afraid hanging up and calling back is the methodology. What is it that you think?
Yeah, you there?
Are you there?
I am here.
Where?
Well, I'm driving on a Concord, but it sounds like Woody Woodpecker saying giggle, giggle, giggle.
Uh-huh.
That's my theory.
Now, my question there is, why would he say that?
I don't know.
What
but they... Woody Woodpecker cartoons are very strange to begin with.
What kind of context would there be? There's a sound effect?
I don't know.
Another sound effect?
Is Is it perhaps something played backwards?
Ah, another interesting theory. Backmasking.
I don't know what giggle, giggle, giggle backwards would be, but...
A very good question.
The rest of the surrounding music really sounds very 40s or 50s cartoon.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Go ahead. I was just going to say have a good week.
I hope you have that good week yourself.
Yes. Later.
So we have a couple of guesses. It is helpful. It is very helpful that you call 512-472-5667. Sort of ruminations on the subject of what it is that you wish to ruminate on. But I'd like to know what it is that is being said there. Is it gurgle? Google? Is it giggle? Is it something backwards? What do you think it is?
I think he's saying dago, dago, dago. I think it's a racial slur.
Oh, that's not good. I hope that he's not saying that.
I think it is.
Well, okay, I will accept that theory.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Another entry. Another guess. We still don't know what it is that actually is being said. I don't know if there's a way to conclusively know. Maybe we'll have that sense of knowing when we're at that point. I do remind you that you are listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, known the world over for 4 minutes. And again, a place where one would hang up and call back. One who is calling would have to hang up and call right back right at this moment. And while we're waiting for that transition to occur, we'll let you know that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or board of directors of this station. And listener discretion is advised. The phone number is 512-472-5667. What do you think?
I think it's two separate words.
Okay.
And I think it's diddle, diddle, diddle.
Now,
that's just my theory.
Diddle, diddle, diddle.
Fiddle, diddle, diddle.
Fiddle. You think it's fiddle, fiddle, fiddle?
That's what I'm hearing.
You think it's one word, fiddle, fiddle, fiddle.
Two different words, fiddle and diddle.
Now, why would someone say that?
I don't know. I don't know, as opposed to diddle, diddle, diddle.
Why would someone say that? I mean, what?
Isn't that what you say when you're feeling, expressing happiness?
It is what I say, actually. I wasn't sure if that's what other people said, though.
It is. Thanks, Ken.
Oh, thank you. Oh yes, and again, the calling back is the necessary thing. The hanging up and the calling back. Calling 512-472-5667. We've just had a guest for Fiddle Diddle Diddle. I'm not sure why that would be. Who would make such a guess? What kind of guess?
Dude, that is the lamest show I've ever seen, man.
No, I don't think that's it either.
I've just changed the station, man.
All right, we'll put that guess down. It's close. That was very close. Okay. And Google and Fiddle Diddle. Nobody's guessed Gargle. What do you think?
Giggle, gaggle, giggle.
But why?
I don't know. Like, you're tickling a baby or something? Giggle, gaggle, giggle. You know, you just can make up whatever.
That's a good theory. It's got context around it that's helpful. But what does it mean? Why would a baby say that? There has to be a meaning.
Not
there
a baby, but when you're tickling a baby...
There needs to be hidden meaning.
Hidden meaning, oh. Yeah, I came in the middle of this one.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello?
What? Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Oh, barely.
Good.
My kids and I just tuned in and we missed the question, but are you talking about what they're saying?
What are they saying?
I wonder if they're saying ditto ditto.
Ditto ditto?
Yeah, but it's, I'm in the car, so it's a little messed up on there.
It is messed up, yeah.
Any ideas?
I have no ideas. I'm not even sure why. I don't know why. I don't have the answer.
Right.
Do you have answers? I mean, when you're going, you're in the car,
uh-huh.
You're moving through space, what kind of answers come to you?
I think less emphasis than we come to be ordinarily if I were in a location. Because I'm distracted.
You're distracted, perhaps, from that which you're used to paying attention to, and perhaps there's a focus that you're not aware of. Something to think about.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
not saying I don't cry, but in between, I laugh and I realize how silly it is taking anything too seriously. Plus, I look forward to a good cry. Feels pretty good.
Figure it out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
Secret, Max.
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know.
Yeah.
You just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's the show?
Trouble sleeping?
No.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Right in the midnight oil?
Yeah.
That's a secret, Jack. Yeah, well,
have you thought about calling that doctor?
Pretty figured out.
Well, month's up. I think we should stick to the plan.
You just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Get some sleep. By the way, I'm working on a Michigan State thing.
Okay.
What's the secret, Max?
Secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
Secret, Max.
Secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Anybody come in and control the economy of your community.
You okay?
Control the housing.
Yeah. How's
control
the
education.
Come we'll see.
What we will be doing
what's
is
secret,
developing
Sean?
A situation wherein we will actually be create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some
employment,
you thought about calling
that dog?
No.
Well, what's up? We should stick to the plan.
The plan was
boycotting and picketing some crackers someplace else, trying to dig in for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape. And he is your enemy. Anything, you wouldn't be in this country if some enemy hadn't kidnapped you and brought you here. On the other hand, some of you think you came here on the Mayflower. discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion in all heaven. In the cloth. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you, than it has, you need to forget it anyway.
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable.
Against your doctor's recommendation, that's a pretty weighty experiment. Take on.
This is my life, Dad. This is it. I spent 26 years waiting for something else to start. So no, I don't think it's too much to take on because it's everything there is.
You laugh, you know. I'm not saying I don't cry, but in between. I laugh, and I realize how silly it is to take anything too seriously. Plus, I look forward to a good cry. Feels pretty good.
From 6 until 7 p.m. and archived in eternity at the address counterfolk.com/last ever, also found by searching for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Thank you.
That same webpage is where you can find out what the sources were that were mixed together in this particular program. The address counterfolk, folk.com/lastever. Source listings and yourself, your telephone calls, your submissions, your thoughts, all involved, all collaged. Feedback sent in other ways is also encouraged, including via email. You can send email to ken@counterfolk.com, or you can visit the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza webpage and send comments from there. Thank you again for listening, for contributing, and otherwise. Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Okay, no.